Haiti's president lives in the elite suburb of Peggyville, painted in the pink and white colors of his campaign. The wealthy neighborhood shares its sidewalks with the poor, left homeless after the 2010 earthquake. Just down the road is Port-au-Prince, the country's capital. The quake's impact? Evident here, too. The rubble, the foundations, the open drains. Nearly everything here waits for repair.
The Haitian presidential palace shows just how much rebuilding needs to be done. It looks the same as it did nearly 2 years ago. And directly across from the palace is a tent city.
After the earthquake, more than a million Haitians moved to public parks, set up a tarp, and called it home. 600,000 still live in these tent cities. Why? It's a question for Haiti's president.
How do you lure businesses here when the first thing they see when they come out of the airport is a tent city? Yeah, first thing they see with the presidential palace, it's a tent city.
That's not all that Haiti is about. Once you leave Port-au-Prince, you see other things. You see beauties, you see wealth, you see a rich country, which humongous possibilities.
To show off these possibilities, President Michel Martelly flew some builders north of Port-au-Prince to find land for 3,000 new houses. But it's been a slow process since the quake shattered Haiti's infrastructure and destroyed 17 of 18 government ministries. Gemps Desa Goust is with a group demanding land and housing now.
But up until now, 21 months after the earthquake, we find the people's living situation has not changed at all.
The Martelly administration says it takes time.
We are trying to identify homes for these people. So they walk out of the tents and they go to a home.
There are new houses for sale in Haiti, prefabricated. But even at a price of $5,000, builder Jean-Marc Louis Ohm says tent city residents cannot afford them.
They can. But the NGOs or government can buy this and build them for them.
That's not the government's plan, though. President Martelly invited VOA to join his presidential motorcade into the central plateau of the country, where the government will build affordable housing. He says it's a major step toward Haitian independence and away from foreign loans.
We will change this country. I'm determined, and the people of Haiti want a better life.
The president admits there is much to be done. It's a country where, in 35 seconds, in a 30 square kilometer area, 300,000 people died. In Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.